auditeur, il est temps pour moi de terminer cette émission d'une heure aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie pour votre fidélité et n'oubliez pas de nous écrire à notre courriel voilisteners@gmail.com. Donc, je vous souhaite bonne journée, bonne soirée et à bientôt.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Industrial Confidence Index in August rises 0.66 points. President Prabowo urged local leaders to stay close to the people. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian Ministry of Industry spokesperson Febri Hendri Antoni Arif, in a press statement in Jakarta on Thursday, disclosed that the Industry Confidence Index for August 2025 rose 0.66 points compared to the last month's index.
Indonesian Ministry of Industry spokesperson Febri Hendri Antoni Arif, in a press statement in Jakarta on Thursday, disclosed that the Industry Confidence Index for August 2025 rose 0.66 point compared to last month's index.
Angka iki pada bulan Agustus 2025 senilai 53.55.
The index in August 2025 was 53.55. This means the index in August 2025 was in expansion status, because its value was above 50. Compared to the index in July 2025 of 52.89, the index in August 2025 rose by 0.66 points. Compared to the index in August 2024, the index in August 2025 rose by 1.15 points. Compared to the index in August last year at 52.40.
Kalau dibandingkan dengan iki bulan Agustus tahun 2024, maka iki Agustus 2025 naik sebesar 1,15 poin. Di mana iki Agustus tahun lalu itu adalah 52.40.
He added that there are 21 subsectors that contribute almost 100% to GDP, with two subsectors having the highest index values.
Ada 21 subsektor yang ekspansif dan kontribusi PDB-nya itu 95%.
There are 21 expansive subsectors contributing to 95.6% to GDP. The two subsectors with the highest GDP values are the other transportation equipment industry and the printing and reproduction of recorded media.
Industri pencetakan dan reproduksi media rekaman, KBLI 18.
The strengthening of the Industry Confidence Index was also supported by increasing new orders and rising inventories. The government stated that it will maintain this momentum by monitoring input supplies and encouraging production improvements to ensure continued expansion. Isan Syaputra, Voice of Indonesia.
There are 21 expansive subsectors contributing 95.6% to GDP. The two subsectors with the highest GDP values are the other transportation equipment industry and the printing and reproduction of recorded media. The strengthening of Indonesian infrastructure index was also supported by increasing new orders and rising inventories. The government stated that it will maintain this momentum by monitoring input supplies and encouraging production improvements to ensure continued expansion. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto stressed the importance of regional leaders staying close to the people, urging heads of regencies, mayors, and village heads to remain responsive to citizen needs. At the opening of the Abkhazi Autonomy Expo 2025 in Tangerang Thursday, President Prabowo Subianto highlighted that effective governance requires leaders who truly understand the pulse of society. He underlined that regents, mayors, and village leaders are the officials closest to their communities.
At the opening of the Abkhazi Autonomy Expo 2025 in Tangerang on Thursday, President Prabowo highlighted that effective governance requires leaders who truly understand the pulse of society. He underlined that regents, mayors, and village leaders are the official closest to their communities.
Saudara sekalian, bupati, wali kota, pemimpin daerah, Ladies and gentlemen, regions, mayors, and regional leaders elected by the people. You are leaders who are close to the people, along with sub-district heads and village heads. You are the closest to the people. You should be the ones who know the pulse of the people. You should be the most sensitive to the people's difficulties.
Saudara-saudara seharusnya yang paling peka terhadap kesulitan rakyat.
President Prabowo further reminded local leaders that the people are increasingly critical and well-informed. He said this reality demands more openness and sensitivity from all government officials.
Hati-hati loh, rakyat kita ini sekarang pintar semua.
Be careful, our people are all smart now, everyone has gadgets. The Minister of Home Affairs mentioned it earlier. You are the closest to the people, you must be sensitive to them, socialize, listen to the people.
Closing his remarks, the President emphasized that many of the current regions are new faces who must learn quickly. He urged them not to hesitate to seek guidance so they can truly serve the people. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Head of Agency for Village and Disadvantaged Regions Development and Information, Mulyadin Malik, on Wednesday in Jakarta explained that the Red and White Village Cooperative, which is a government program, is built through collaboration among various stakeholders, including local governments, financial institutions, universities, and the private sector. He stressed that private sector support goes beyond capital, involving commitments such as becoming regular buyers of village products, providing infrastructure, and opening access to modern markets and exports.
From the private sector, incentive contribution including becoming regular buyer of village product, providing sector infrastructure such as warehouses or machinery, and assistance with product standardization. They can also help open access to modern markets and export for cooperative products. With this collaboration, cooperatives become stronger and their benefits are directly felt by village community.
Mulyadin Malik also said that the government provides regulation, guidance, and access to national programs. He added that financial institutions support cooperatives with affordable financial services, while universities contribute through research, product innovation, and human resource training. Currently, the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Villages and Development of the Disadvantaged Region has recorded significant progress with more than 800,000 Red and White Village cooperatives already legally registered across the country. Indonesian Minister of Primary and Secondary Education Abdul Muti says the digitalization of education in Indonesia is progressing well. He made the statement during a press statement at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday. Raditya has the full report.
On Wednesday, August 27, Indonesia's Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education confirmed that the education digitalization in the country has now entered the registration phase. Schools that are ready may begin registering to receive digital learning devices, including Interactive Flat Panel, or IFP.
The progress of the education and digitalization program, thank God, has now begun with the registration and acceptance process for schools that are ready to receive them, and God willing, everything is going smoothly.
The ministry has also prepared supporting materials to ensure the devices are used effectively in classrooms.
We have also prepared the learning materials. There are already more than 2,500 learning packages that must be used by schools using IFP.
Through this program, the government aims to ensure equal access to technology-based education across the country and build a comprehensive, inclusive digital classroom ecosystem. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on Abkhazi Autonomy Expo 2025, Local Potential Global Challenges. The Abkhazi Autonomy Expo 2025 was officially opened by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto at the Indonesia Convention Exhibition, Tangerang, this Thursday. The exhibition is organized by the Association of Indonesian Regency Governments, or APKASI, a national organization representing regency governments from across Indonesia. This expo is an annual event showcasing superior products, investment opportunities, tourism, public services, and procurement cooperation from more than 290 regencies. The goal is to promote local economic potential to national and international markets. However, the question is, to what extent is this expo able to address the challenges of globalization? Amidst the digital economy, climate change, and geopolitical uncertainty, local commodity exports are often hampered by inefficient supply chains, inconsistent product quality, and limited access to global markets. Although the expo featured hundreds of participants and exhibitors, its success depended on concrete follow-up after the event. President Prabowo Subianto emphasized the importance of synergy between the central and regional governments, a well-placed call. However, without policy reform, budget transparency, and ongoing technical support, synergy would remain a mere empty word. Breakthroughs such as simplifying business regulation, digitizing services, and protecting local micro, small, and medium enterprises are needed to ensure global competitiveness. With the theme Local Products Going Global, the Abkhazi Autonomy Expo 2025 is not just a trade show, but a strategic opportunity to bridge local potential with the global economy. Local strength is the global future.
Satu, kau begitu indah. Dua, kau memang menggoda. Tiga, kau beri harapan. Aku jadi tak sabar. Langit telah begitu gelap. Malam menggenapkan hasrat. Engkau ada di sampingku. Jangan diamkan aku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukan. Dekap, dekaplah diriku. Dengar, kan debaran hati. Jangan kau ragukan aku. Engkau bunga jiwaku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukan. Engkau bunga jiwaku, hasrat semakin terbang, melayang ke langit cinta. Andai sejauh itu kau inginkan diriku, ku kan ada untukmu. We'll be right back.
aku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singo Juru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singo Latren Village, Singo Juru Sub District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Come on.
Senang sekali. Kalau nanti kamu bersedia memberi malam ini, ku minta sama bernyanyi. Lebih baik bernyanyi sambil menari. Walaupun sehari lagi saja.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you Taman Sari, which means beautiful garden that was originally a garden or palace garden of the Keraton Ngayogyakarta Hadiningrat. Taman Sari complex was constructed in stages during the reign of the first Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono. The construction began in 1758 AD and the key parts of the complex were completed in 1765 AD. Taman Sari covers an area of more than 10 hectares and includes 57 buildings. Its existence can be compared to the Taman Sari in Surakarta, Central Java, and Bogor Botanical Gardens in West Java, which serve as the palace garden of the Bogor Palace. The first impression you get when entering Taman Sari is coolness and tranquility, as you can hear the gentle sound of water in the distance. The design of Taman Sari was based on the ideas of the first Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono, while the technical drawings were done by a Portuguese national known as Demang Teguise. The project was initially led by Tumenggung Mangundipuro, who was later replaced by Prince Notokusumo. Based on its design, Taman Sari complex can be divided into at least four parts. The first part is an artificial lake to the west. The next part is the building south of the artificial lake, including Umbul Binangun Bathing Place. The third part is Pasarean Ledok Sari and Garjitawati Pond, located south of the second part. The last section is to the east of the first and second sections, extending eastwards to the southeast of the Maganan complex. In the past, Sari Garden was also a meeting place for the royal family and a bathing place for the sons and daughters of the palace nobles. Listener, Taman Sari Yogyakarta is located in Patehan, Keraton District, Yogyakarta City, Special Region of Yogyakarta. This tourism attraction is only 1.6 kilometers from Yogyakarta's 0-kilometer point, with a travel time of 6 minutes by motorcycle. The entrance fee is quite affordable. And here, you can walk through the entire Taman Sari complex, which is surrounded by local residents' homes. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tanpa bimbang, takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Melepas lelah, pergi jauh, kembali lagi. Bersamamu selalu, tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, secangkir kopi panas, santai tanpa batas. Lalu ada Sir Dendy bernyanyi, muka kembali lagi, musik ini di TV. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, Jimmy Buluk siaran, Otong Koyo Twitteran. Lalu ada kabar Trio Lestari akan tampil di sini, kami pun hampiri. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, ditemani lagu
pekerjaan tak bisa diabaikan. Kami harus lakukan kembali.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku. Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku,
which means whether oven roasted or stove roasted. This conversation takes place between Chris and the waitress at a restaurant in Bali. The waitress said that both stove-baked and oven-baked chicken betutu taste equally good. Let's listen to their conversations.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Rasa,
which means taste.
Ayam betutu,
which means betutu chicken.
Dipanggang,
which means roasted.
Tungku,
which means stove.
Oven,
which means oven.
Sama-sama,
which means equally.
Enak,
which means delicious.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of chicken betutu, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven, is equally good.
Direbus.
Which means boiled or stewed.
Restoran.
Which means restaurant. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. In this statement, there is an expression.
Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven. Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven,
which means whether roasted on the stove or in the oven.
The expression contains a connection between
ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku. Ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku.
Which means betutu chicken roasted on the stove and
di dalam oven. Di dalam oven.
Which means in the oven, which is paired by the conjunction
baik, baik,
which means whether or both and
maupun, maupun,
which means or and. The conjunction
baik
and
maupun,
which means whether and or, in the expression connects the parts of the sentence that states how betutu chicken being roasted in the stove and being roasted in an oven, which produces the same quality of taste.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Betutu is a Balinese specialty that can be made from chicken or duck. The word betutu means a dish made from chicken or duck meat that is seasoned and cooked in a shell until the meat and bones are tender. The special seasoning gives off a distinctive aroma of spices and can make the texture of the meat tender. Betutu was declared an Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage by the Indonesian government in 2017. Let's listen to other examples of the use of the conjunction
baik, baik,
which means whether and
maupun, maupun,
which means or and end, in other sentences.
Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar. Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar.
Which means I like to eat both salted fish and fresh water fish.
Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah. Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah.
Which means the underwater landscape both in Wakatobi and Lombok is very beautiful. Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Ofra.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Berapa kali ku harus katakan cinta, berapa lama ku harus menunggumu di ujung gelisah ini. Aku tak sedetik pun tak ingat kamu, namun dirimu masih begitu acuhkan ku. Satu cinta, bertahan satu cinta, bertahan satu cinta, bertahan satu cinta. Pernahkah engkau
seperti angin berlalu. Di setiap malam kini aku tak sedetik pun tak ingat kamu. Namun dirimu masih begitu. Acuhkan ku tak mau tahu. Luka-luka-luka yang ku rasakan bertubi-tubi-tubi yang kau berikan. Cintaku bertepuk satu. Satu cinta, bertahan satu cinta, bertahan satu cinta, bertahan satu cinta.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Mentawai entitled Polak Tutu. The song Polak Tutu was composed by Mato Samalingay. The song tells the story of the beautiful Mentawai Island with its rich forest. The song lyrics also remind the younger generation not to exploit the land, forest, and timber on Mentawai Islands. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Mentawai Islands called Polak Tutu by Mateus Samalingay. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hai semuanya, dengarkanlah lagu ini. Buang semua bebanmu, jangan bersedih. Ikuti irama dentuman teman musik ini. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama. Kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever. Bersama-sama satukan semangat kita. Hilangkan prasangka yang memisahkan kita. Tunjukkan pada dunia kita punya cinta. Sekarang saatnya. One, two, three. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever.
Of Indonesia.